to visit with a few members of the Red Oak PTO. We have with us Chloe French. Chloe, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
What's the most fun and exciting thing you're doing today?
Oh, today?
Yes.
I have a tour with work at 2 o'clock.
Yeah?
Youth track got canceled for today. That's scheduled tomorrow. Normally we have track on Mondays for the youth kids.
Yeah.
So I help coach that too.
Okay. You're coaching quite a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, soccer, track. Usually do basketball.
Yeah.
All the things.
How was your weekend?
Busy. We had soccer all weekend in Riverside.
Have you learned more about soccer than you thought you would ever know?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I know everything about it.
I love it. I love it. Okay, very cool. And we have with us Rachel Kuypers as well. Rachel, the most exciting thing you're going to do today is what?
Well, I was going to say take my kiddos to track practice, but then Chloe mentioned that it's canceled for tonight. So I'll take them tomorrow.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to go back to work.
Oh, well.
And that's always exciting.
You bet. There's always something exciting there, right?
Yeah.
How about this weekend? The most fun thing you did this weekend?
I took my daughter car shopping, and she found one that she liked. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then we bought a bunch of flowers.
Okay. All right. Very good. It seems like you always find those things, don't you? When you're looking for it, you always find it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, the Red Oak PTO. I want to ask you to tell me the big picture of the Red Oak PTO. Chloe, Rachel, you guys are looking at each other.
You go.
Okay. So the big picture with PTO, our mission is to help support the teachers, staff, and students at the preschool and Inman Elementary. We want to support them in any way that we can with teacher appreciation gifts and
field trips.
We pay for all the field trips. We want to be able to buy supplies that the teachers need to help the students.
Yep.
We provide snacks during testing time too.
Yep.
The ISAP testing.
Yeah. So all the money that you raise goes back to these endeavors, right?
Yes. Every penny.
To help ultimately it helps the students is what it boils down to. But it's in the form of money going back to the
Yes.
Are there requests? Do the teachers make requests to the PTO, or is this the PTO says we are doing this? How does that work?
Well, usually we do both.
Okay.
So the teachers can come to us and say, hey, I would like to purchase XYZ because it's going to help with this new curriculum that we're doing, or, you know, we just purchase stuff to make volcanoes. So they can come to us, or we can see a need and say, hey, we would like to purchase this for you.
Okay. My mind goes to the Brady Bunch.
Yes. I hope they're wearing nice safety glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So things like that. That's what the purpose of the PTO is.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, membership. Can I be a member? Can anyone be? Do I have to have a student at Inman Elementary to be on the PTO? Who's
it for?
Absolutely
not. Anybody who wants to help support the teachers and students can be a member.
What's it like? How frequently do you meet?
Once a month. We meet at the first Tuesday of every month.
Does it ramp up when you get close to the carnival?
Just a lot more messages and emails, but we try not to meet more than that.
Because we're all busy. Our Facebook messenger goes off every second of the day. We're all talking.
Yeah. A lot of beeping going on there.
Yes.
So the PTO carnival, this has been ongoing for a while.
Over 20 years.
Yeah,
a long time. Something everybody looks forward to.
Now, is this your biggest fundraiser
of
the year? I would think so. It's huge, right?
Oh,
and then
amazing.
It's going to be followed immediately by the plant sale.
Correct, the next day.
Okay, so let's start with the carnival, and it's going to have a little different wrinkle this year, right?
Yes.
Because of construction taking place at Inman.
Yep.
So tell me the details, Chloe. When is it? Where is it? And who's it for? How do I participate? Tell me the details.
So our PTO carnival will be May 8th, and that will be at the high school this year. It will be inside in the parking lot and in the extra gym, I believe. The practice gym.
Okay.
I think we're going to have our food still in the cafeteria.
Yep.
And that will kind of be inside and outside. The south parking lot will be open for parking.
Okay.
So we're just going to use a portion of it. And then the flower plant sale will be at, what do they call it, Red Oak?
Early
Education Center. Old Washington.
The old Washington building. There you go.
That will be on the... 9th, and then
that's
like 8
to noon.
Yeah, to noon.
So the carnival, do you take volunteers? I mean, it takes a lot of people to run the carnival, right?
Lots of volunteers.
Are you looking for people? Are you full up? Are you set?
I
I think we could always use more hands because you never know if somebody ends up getting sick or they have a child who gets sick and they've signed up to help. So we're always willing to take more hands, even if we think we're full.
Do you have any idea how many kiddos come through the carnival?
Oh, at least 400.
I mean, it's
pretty close to 400.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's an event.
It's a big event.
I mean, and it's pretty reasonable, too. Like, what's it cost to do the games and that sort of, and all the events there?
Well, if you get a wristband, it's $10. Uh-huh. And then you can play all the games and activities that you want
unlimited,
as many times as you want. If you just want to go and maybe be there for a half hour, you're going to pay about 25 cents to play a game.
So 25 cents average per game,
mm-hmm.
or 10 bucks, and just have at it.
Yep.
And you can have a meal. That's always a reasonable price. There's going to be pizza and desserts and all the good stuff that you don't want your kids to eat. So enjoy it at the carnival.
That's right. That's right. How long will it last? It's from 4 until 7? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And then we'll have our raffle that will be after that.
Okay.
And we usually do that on Facebook Live.
Okay.
At 7:15. So we have everybody kind of clear out.
Yes.
So we can get our ducks in a row.
You can take a breath.
Take a breath. And then we go through and pull raffle tickets for all the baskets and all the donations we get from everybody around town.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Oh,
a lot of work.
It is.
When will
you
set up? You'll start setting up that day?
As soon as the students leave the high school, we are setting up. And beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even. So they usually enlist the help of the sixth graders to help get baskets and games and stuff set up. So
if you basically, I mean, you could say if you go to the high school and kind of follow the crowd.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, just where all the games and everything are, that's it.
Yep.
Go
yep.
to the high school, follow the crowd,
yep.
and you'll get
exactly.
there. You really can't miss it, honestly.
Nope.
If you do, you shouldn't be maybe driving by yourself. I don't know.
Right.
But there you go. Go and enjoy and have a good time. Support the PTO. It goes back
please.
To the kiddos. Now, the plant sale. Are these plants that I've ordered, these plants that I'm shopping for, how does that whole scenario work?
Those are plants that you're shopping for. So we always purchase them from the Red Oak Greenhouse, and so they are always beautiful. They have pre-arranged arrangements. You can get them up to 16-inch pots, and they are just gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And then you can get just individual geraniums and other little annuals, so you can make your own arrangements if that is what you like to do.
What's the payment method? Do you accept
credit
cards?
Cash, checks. Venmo, PayPal. We do not take credit cards at this time just because that'd be the only day we would use it.
Gotcha.
So it's not worth the extra cost.
But you do Venmo.
We do take Venmo.
Venmo, cash, good old-fashioned cash.
Yep. You bet.
Awesome. So have that prepared. Don't go with your credit card or your debit card expecting to pay.
Right.
So,
and if you show up at 8 o'clock, you get the best one.
There you go. Yeah. How long will that take place?
That's from 8 to noon.
At Red Oak Early Education or the Washington Building.
Yes.
Cape Wood.
Yep.
Right down on the corner down there.
Yep.
Okay. What else do we need to touch on there around the plant sale?
Oh, around the plant sale.
Anything else? Rachel? Chloe?
I don't think so for that.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to come, just make sure that you buy stuff for your mom and grandma. Because
Mother's Day
is the next day.
It's coming.
So make sure you get there early so you can pick out their favorite color plants. And
you bet.
Yeah.
Chloe, what else do we need to touch on?
Oh, I was just going to say that we would gladly take the opportunity to have more PTO members.
Tell me about that.
So we have some that are going to be graduating and going to the high school, or middle school, I should say. So any of you folks that are having kindergartners come up or are thinking about joining the PTO, we meet the first Tuesday of every month. It's just a commitment once a month, and we kind of plan everything that goes throughout the year. We approve little things for all the teachers. It's not a huge commitment, but we really would appreciate more volunteers to join us.
And I mean, that's kind of it, right?
Yeah.
Be willing to volunteer and
yes.
show up with a good attitude and ready to go.
Yes.
That's it.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then we have a few of these big events that we do each year.
Are there other fundraisers? So you have the carnival.
Yep.
Big event.
Yes.
Plant sale, big event.
Yep.
And then what else do you do?
We also sell the trash bags.
Yep.
Yep.
and
those great orange trash bags. Yes. Everybody, I love them.
Anybody needs some, yeah. You let us know.
And I will say, for anybody who thinks about, oh, that might be too much of a time commitment, mm-hmm. the trash bags, you show up for maybe a shift of an hour and a half, two yeah. hours, and that's it. That's all your time commitment would be.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're asking a whole lot of time out of you.
Really, with any of that, I mean, the PTO carnival has a little bit of time, but honestly,
the rest
it's
of it, no.
not a lot of time, really, no. to involved in that.
No.
And it helps all the students, all the teachers.
Yep.
It's a great yep. thing.
It's a good yep. so, it's a good cause, for sure.
Have you ever totaled yes. up how much money you've given back to?
Goodness.
Oh.
Just curious.
Since I have been in, we have definitely given back over $100,000.
Yeah. It's a, I mean... Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And everything from purchasing the fiddles for yeah. the music room uh-huh. to playground equipment and the field trips, which yeah. we love all the students to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Usually so, yeah, like just, the sixth grade breakfast.
Yeah.
Trying to think of some other things that we donate to. The snacks for testing. If they've got any... experiments that they're doing, they ask us for that. We've donated books,
lots of books.
Yep,
we donate every year for the media center to buy yep. books.
Yeah,
so
and that's what this goes for. Really, yep. all you have to do is go have fun.
Yes,
right.
And but if you wanted to volunteer, it might require a little bit more thought.
A little bit right. of thought,
but still, yes. it's not overwhelming by any means.
No, most of the thinking and the brainstorming comes during the meeting.
Yeah.
And after that, except during the carnival time when mm-hmm. there's more moving pieces,
yes. Yes.
just come to a meeting. We decide, yep, we're going to pay for this. We're going to yep. pay for that.
Yeah.
And we do provide dinner for the teachers during the fall and spring semester conferences.
Very cool.
Because they are there until
yep.
after 7 o'clock
yep.
those nights. So we always do provide a dinner for them. So mm-hmm. time good. Commitment for that means you take some food to the school and drop it off.
How can people find out about you?
They can go to our Facebook page,
yep.
which is Red Oak Iowa PTO.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Red Oak Texas PTO, so don't go to that one. They can email redoakiowa.pto@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
They can show up to a meeting yep. at 5:30 at the Media Center first Tuesday of the month.
You can reach out to any of us and send us a message if you've got any questions about it or when or where mm-hmm. we meet. And then we can help you out and kind of guide you and bring you to a meeting. And yeah. you can just come see what it's like. And yeah. we'd love for you to join.
All right.
We will be having a meeting next Tuesday,
yeah.
which will be the first Tuesday of the month.
All right.
So kind of finalize all the carnival stuff.
Yep.
Rachel Kuypers and Chloe French with me. Okay, one more time before you get out here and get back to work. Because you're going back to work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You looked at me. I thought, oh, well, Chloe's not going. So you have a tour this afternoon.
I
you
do.
Said. Yeah.
I wish I had a day off.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So give me the details, Chloe, of the carnival. And then I'm going to have Rachel give me the details of the plant sale. The
perfect.
Following day. So
we've
tell
got
me.
The carnival, which will be at the middle school, high school. And it will be on May 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. We will have everything inside and outside. The food will be in the cafeteria. Park in the south parking lot. Just follow the crowd. You'll see them all.
There you go. You bet. Go and have fun. Mm-hmm. Get the $10 band.
Yep.
That's the thing to do.
Yes, so. It is the best thing to do. And then you can yeah. do all the games. And just the kids go. Just have fun for few hours and run
cut
around.
Them, cut them loose.
Yeah.
Get sugared up. And
yep.
All right. Very good. All right, Rachel, tell me about the plant sale.
All right. Plant sale is at the Old Washington Building from 8 o'clock in the morning to noon on May 9th.
And show up, purchase your... How can I purchase... I guess this would go for the carnival as well.
Mm-hmm.
How can I purchase items?
Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal. I keep saying PayPal.
All right. But not debit or credit card.
Not debit or credit card.
So be prepared.
Yep.
Okay. Very
bring
cool.
some cash with you.
You bet. Nice to see you both.
Yeah, you too.
Pleasure to visit with you. I hope it is more successful than you could ever imagine because it all goes
that's
back
true.
To the kids.
Yes, we love buying stuff for the kids.
You bet. Make it a great day. Nice to visit with you. Chloe French and Rachel Kuypers with me this morning from the Red Oak PTO.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage.